Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Joseph Maria and Saroma. November, because I'm already starting off being crazy. Now, why didn't I change that? Okay. I'll change it now. So my intro is that November is a double water month in the tradition that I keep, 11-11. Also, 11-11 is a very powerful numerological number about our connection to our master builder qualities. And what does that mean? That means that we have the ability to remake, to reform, to reshape, to build our lives in a way that is more aligned with our higher purpose. And of course, this is a water month, a double water month in a water year of 2021. So yeah, yeah, lots of releasing, lots of letting go. But we should at this time be more aware of how the more we're able to let go of what can no longer serve us, the more we're open to and experiencing some real new opportunities for, yeah, joy, happiness, fulfillment in life. So for this month, what has come to me to talk about is connections. And to talk about it in terms of how we can consciously and courageously connect, that we don't have to be victim to the consequences of social distancing and all the other things that have gone on as a result of COVID showing up. So I am going to start off this evening with defining that for you and a little bit more. But before I go into that, I'm glad I stopped myself. I want to first let you know, for those of you and me listening in through the radio, I mean, or over the internet, if you have a problem with that, you can call in and listen to the program at the following number, which is 563-999-3089. And I will be uploading a video of this broadcast this coming week on my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. You can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, through my Facebook community, which is Wisdom Walk Community, or my website, which you can join, which is www.wisdomwalk2selfmastery.com, or in the comment sections below the YouTube video. But right now, I ask and invite you to sit or lie back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of being human. So as always, I'm going to just start off honoring the ancestors. And I thought that for tonight, it would be important to honor the ancestors who have really tragically lost their lives over the last year, or during this year. And I think it's important for us to take a moment to really consider and honor those folks, because they bring a huge, huge opportunity for healing to us. So think about the person or persons you may know, be blood related to or not, or it could be a celebrity that died. You know, Colin Powell died. That was tragic. That was tragic how he died. So again, there's no dearth of persons out there that you can call on. And we're going to call on them, and we're going to invite them to be guides to us, because we need all the help that we can get to make it through this time. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing and your mercy in our lives, and for yet another opportunity to open up our hearts and our minds and our spirits to your greater will. And Creator, knowing that we're not able to do that on our own, we ask and thank you for giving us access to the wisdom of the ancestors, your great emissaries. And so we call out to them, ancestors, 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 please hear our call, especially those of you who have died tragically during 2021. We're reaching out to you, and we're asking you to be guides for us. You can see in all directions at once now. You for whom problems here are not problems where you are in the land of the ancestors. You know something, you understand something that we really need to be accessing, so that our journey here on this earth plane can be more filled with alignment to higher purpose, to right connections, to the truth of who we are, so that we can live out our lives from a place of great gratitude and to experience fulfillment. So ancestors, 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 help us, help us, help us. Be with us, be beyond us, be over us, be in us, be around us. Give us your great guidance so that we too can really, really be aligned with higher purpose. And so, Creator, I ask and thank you for the blessing of the ancestors in the name of all that is holy. As always, I say, Amen, Ashe, Ho'asah, Shinga, Bismillah, and so it is. So I'm going to provide you with some elemental wisdom for this week because on Friday, on November the 5th, we landed onto another Earth week in this water month. And the opportunity is about receiving support. Yeah. You are worthy. Embrace the power of self-love and honor the energetic of the Earth element. Open yourself to receive what you need in order to be fulfilled, nurtured, appreciated, and loved. Be self-full. This is a cosmic reciprocity for all that you have done to support others. You deserve it. Ask and you shall receive. Yes. And as always, right? Distractions to that which we are being called to do. So here are the distractions, three of them, to receiving support, which we all need right now. The first one is the fear of hearing no, of course. And so that's why sometimes we don't even attempt it. Next is the fear of being a burden, right? A shame stuff comes up. I shouldn't have to be in this situation to ask for help. Really? Yeah, we're all in the same situation. And then last but not least, the fear of being judged as weak or a failure because you need help. So hopefully you will overcome the temptations to stay in those postures and move yourself into the posture of ask and you shall receive. Now, this coming Friday on the 12th, we move into a fire week, a time to walk your talk. And I'll tell you more about that in the next broadcast and video. Reminder that on Monday, November 22nd, it is our monthly Earth Day. Yes, yes, yes. And I have been talking about an article I came across which moves us into the consciousness just about not just recycle plastic, but let's start thinking about our level and our rate of consumption of things in plastic. And to begin to analyze these consumptions and try not to increase it, but to really find some alternative ways to not be buying so much plastic. So, for example, instead of getting that nice 24-pack of bottled water, maybe you get some bigger jugs and then pour them into glasses, which is a little healthier to drink from anyway than a plastic, right? Anyway, lots of different ways and things that you can come up with. But the first thing is to just want to be conscious of your consumption of plastic. As always, I invite you to go to their website, www.earthday.org, where you can find out some more information, for example, about their global campaign to help people become participants in the studies and the research to be alerted to climate change. There's also, of course, Simple Acts of Green, different suggestions for how you can do your part to impact climate change from a human perspective. And also, if you need to get some more information, some more understanding about climate change, they have that on the website too. And as always, I truly believe that if each of us takes on just one act of green, two can really, really make this planet habitable for the seventh generation that comes after us. Ashe. Okay, here's my overview of what I'm going to be spilling on for you tonight. I'm going to start with defining what I mean by conscious, courageous connections. Then I'm going to talk about awakening and opening up to the need for them. And last but not least, I will leave you with a PGO, a personal growth opportunity. Got two quotes for you tonight. The first one is from Brené Brown, the noted psychologist, and this is from her new book that she's about to put out called Atlas of the Heart. And then my second one is from Maya Angelou. So here's what Renee says. If we want to find the way back to ourselves and one another, we need language and the grounded confidence to both tell our stories and to be stewards of the stories that we hear. This is the framework for meaningful connection. And Maya says, without courage, we cannot practice any other virtue with consistency. We can't be kind, true, merciful, generous, or honest. Yeah, really cool stuff. So conscious, courageous connection. What am I talking about? What do I mean by this? So this is about connecting to others and, most importantly, to yourself from a place of higher purpose and honoring of your sacred contract. We really all are here for a purpose. It's not random. It's not, I'm just one, blip in a sea of millions of people. You know, God's mind is much bigger than ours, right? So we can't imagine it, but it is true. We really are here for a purpose. Indigenous people got that. They understood that. It's something that we forget. And there's reasons why that. But we're moving now into this new age to begin to remember that our existence matters. We're not disposable. So conscious, courageous connection, this is a mature approach to responding to the loneliness and fear that results from social distancing and other things and other ways that the existence of a global pandemic for these last almost 2 years has made upon our lives. So instead of reacting from our ego, which is something outside of me needs to fix this loneliness, you choose to respond by going in and becoming conscious of what you and every human truly wants. Yeah. To love and be loved. That's it. That's really what it's about. Now, as humans, we naturally are designed to connect. But the experience of the connection is something that we can learn through discernment to improve. Yeah. So if you're finding yourself in a pattern of unfulfilling connections, if you're not forming relationships that are authentic, long-lasting, nurturing. Yeah. You can change that. You can change that. You don't have to be a victim to circumstance. So conscious versus unconscious connection. Conscious is that you're open to manifesting those right connections, not just any connection. And, with social distancing and the fact that you really do have to think, how am I going to show up at this party, or can I show up at this party, or can I go to the movie theater, or can I do this, it really puts us into a place where we can just start to get burnout and just throw our hands up and say, I don't care. I'm just going to go do what I need to do. I don't care. I don't care who I'm connecting with. I just need to connect, right? So you don't want to fall into that, because that's, throwing in the towel. That's being unconscious. So consciously, you need to be done with attracting connections that cannot grow into loving relationships and friendships. I'll say that again. You're done with attracting connections that cannot grow into loving friendships. That's the consciousness piece. You're choosing to break out of codependency and unhappy endings in relationship. Yeah. Really, really important. Now, if you're not ready for any of that, then don't keep listening to me, because this is what I'm going to be talking about. If you still need to just go to problem, I'm sorry, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't care right now. I just need to connect. Then, that's okay. But I can tell you, you're not going to be fulfilled. The only way we get to fulfillment in terms of our connecting with others is to do it consciously. To do it consciously. Yes, yes, yes. And to do it courageously versus cowardly. What do I mean by that? Courageous means you're awake to the limitations and the illusions of social media's very shallow definition of what it means to make friends. Call it friending, right? Here's the big problem with that. It can lead you to expect more from the connection than the connection can provide. I'll repeat that. Believing in the social media definition of friendship, which is very shallow, can lead you to expecting more from the connection than the connection can provide. Or worst case scenario, you open yourself up to be taken advantage of emotionally and even financially. And I know all of us probably know some people have been through that. You may have been through it yourself, where you decide it's okay to trust to that degree when you really don't have a trusting, authentic relationship. Yeah. The courage is that you're willing to accept that shallow relationships are not deep relationships. And it takes courage to do that, because we live in a world that tells us, oh, get 1,000 connections and then you're going to be okay. Get like if you're a YouTuber, you know, like me, get all of these people watching, you know, get 1K and we'll send you a plaque, you know, get 1 million subscribers and we'll send you a plaque, you know, and that's going to make you feel good, you know. Yeah, you make a little money from it, which is nice, but it doesn't really mean that you've got friends. That's why people get so upset when the haters show up in the comments, because they'd be like, but wait a minute, you know, and forgetting that, let's be really clear, folks, social media, just like what television was really formed for, this is how you cover your costs. It's for advertisement. It's to hold your attention so that then you can get a commercial, you know, or like on YouTube now, you can pay so you don't have to deal with commercials. So the end point, right, it's an economic ploy. Yeah. So you have to accept that, and you have to realize that, yeah, you can make it work for you, but you can't do that unconsciously. You have to want to be awake and aware of what being connected really is about and really means. Yeah. So awakening and opening up. Here are three cosmic truths that we need to accept about connection so that we can really embrace conscious and courageous ones. Okay. First one is, none of us can become the best version of ourselves alone. We need to know our shadow aspects. Yeah. Yeah. Number two, we need evolutionary teachers, people who press our buttons so we can become conscious of our shadow aspects and archetypes and pain body. Yeah. And then number three, connecting consciously and courageously will bring us greater awareness so we can heal, shift, and transform. Yeah. So basically, to awaken is, I want something more. I want something more out of connections. I want to be fulfilled in my connections. I want connections that lead me into deep, authentic friendships, could be, and also into intimacy. Open up to, I have to take on learning something more about myself. Yeah, yeah. So conscious, courageous connections are designed, it's a process where you are going to be able to achieve fulfillment in your connections rather than being taken down the rabbit hole and being disillusioned, being taken advantage of, and being unfulfilled. I have a young woman I'm working with, and she is doing a lot of connecting, but most of it isn't from a conscious place. So she was whining to me the other day saying, I don't have any friends. I don't know anybody, you know. Although every day she's meeting somebody, but I don't have any friends, you know. And it really was listening to her and having compassion for what she's going through that really helped me want to share this information with you. Because I think, you know, we're really caught up in a place in this culture, and it's gone global, where we have forgotten what it takes to have authentic, deep connections that lead to friendships. Yeah, lifelong friendships can lead to it. Because if the connection isn't from a place of consciousness and courageousness, there's no way you can have a fulfilling friendship, a fulfilling relationship. So here's personal growth opportunity for you this week. I just want you to do some contemplation. We're going to definitely get to a ritual. I'm going to give you a ritual to do on the third week. But right now, I just want you to begin to contemplate. So here's the first one. Think about one person in your life who has contributed to your self-awareness, healing, and transformation as a loving mentor. Yeah. Second, think about one person in your life who has contributed to your self-awareness, healing, and transformation as an evolutionary teacher, meaning they pushed your buttons. Yeah. And then number three, I want you to allow yourself to remember how you initially connected with each of those persons and identify any similarities or differences and differences in the connection experience. And next week I'll get into a little bit more why that is something we want to be aware of. We want to be aware of. Yeah. My Sarah saying for tonight, and I don't know who this comes from, but it was in her book and it's so appropriate. She says, failure is impossible. It is an illusion. Nothing is a failure. Everything moves the human story. Hence, the progress of evolution forward. Everything advances you on your journey. Ashe, ashe. So I'm going to close out tonight, as always, thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and a shout out to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for making sure that I have platform every Sunday, or at least three Sundays a month, to do this broadcast with and for you. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there. You know who you are. To those who have wisdom walked with me, to my family on both coasts, and my family in the middle of the country. Yeah, Wisconsin, I ain't forgot about you. Ohio, I'll put you in there too. To my spiritual kin everywhere, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, holding the light, doing that good work. And to those who may be listening or watching in for the first time, thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without your interest and your willingness to take out some time to listen to my spiritual stills. Next week, I'll continue with talking about grow and clean up in regards to conscious, courageous connecting. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdoms for Transforming Pain. And I had the most incredible experience the other day where I was online doing a Zoom, co-facilitating a meeting. And I was introducing myself, and something I never usually do in that arena is I plugged my book. And somebody in the chat put out, it's a great book, to everyone. And I was like blown away, like, oh my God, it really is out there walking. So you can find the book on Amazon. It's Kindle, Able, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, wherever online booksellers are. I'm very proud of it because it captured something that I'd been working on for over an 8-year period, and it did it really well. It was a great experience in my life. So hopefully it can be a great support to you as we continue to navigate through a time where we do have to grow our consciousness and take full responsibility for the truth of who we are. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Please have a very healthy and safe Earth Week, receiving support and embracing the power of self-love. Be self-full. Now, continue to wear your mask and or strengthen your immune system. Practice safe relating. Wash those hands frequently or use your alcohol. Avoid perceived safety and embrace science safety. And most importantly, please remember, you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine. Good night now. All right, we did it.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.